take. And I am not ashamed of my body weight. And I am not ashamed of my rage. And I am not ashamed of my age. And I am not ashamed of my sex life. Though I wish it were better. I am not ashamed, I am no one's wife. Though the idea does sound kind of nice. Girl, I am. They take one look, they think they understand. And they're always surprised when they meet me. Apparently I'm terribly misleading. And yes, I am a feminist. But that isn't why I started doing this. And sometimes I am full of bitterness.
We'll be right back. dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays,
from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
You need intelligence. We can share it. This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
If you want to rock those. 118.
Money is not our God. Money is not our God. My name is not a god.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Judges, First and Second Appellate Division, Superior Court, New York City, Court of Appeals, Albany, New York, U.S. Supreme Court, Washington, D.C., I write demanding a rehearing of my worse than lowest deadly gangster police state criminal conviction, which appeal case was in your farce, deadly gangster ghetto communist, gangster computer god-manipulated gangster court. Below, I state some of the many reasons for said rehearing, plus all of my evidence the Attorney General chicanerously forwarded to the Bar Association Grievance Committee for prosecution of felon gangster mafiotic negroidic the Black Frank Gelada, a gangster judge, therefore unprosecutable. The blackish, menial, negroidic in appearance and demeanor, felon, vicious, parroting puppet, ex-district attorney Nassau County, with no private law experience, detested by all factions, in spite of this, solely because of his many-year secret gangsterization and crucifixion of me, this negroidic, low, mafiotic, deadly Black Frank Gelada was then immediately and unprecedentedly and repeatedly, rapidly promoted in spite of tremendous opposition to the present position of second highest state judgeship solely through gangster computer god manipulation. As additional evidence, during the last week of my within-mentioned month-long, worse-than-a-farce Nazi court criminal trial in Nassau County Court, 1958, where dwarfed felon gangster parroting puppet rectum lapper sodomist Judge William Sullivan's ball of fat felon slut wife, she, as planned, sat in the front row, repeatedly stripping her overclothes and completely pulling up her dress and slip and pulling aside her old-fashioned pink bloomers in order to display her anus, her conch. She repeatedly gesticulated and whispered, "I'll give it to you to suck. Finish him." Her husband, dwarfed felon gangster parroting puppet rectum lapper sodomist Judge William Sullivan, flushed faced in repeated open sodomistic displays, stuck out his tongue, wiggling it, chuckling to her, "You hangman rope gangster felon parroting puppet scum on top playboys can watch my Frankenstein eyesight television playback of this felonious lowly sodomistic display by the felon sodomist Judge William Sullivan and his lowly felon slut wife during my trial in Nassau County Court. After my worst than Nazi court criminal conviction crucifixion, for years in poverty I suffered hopeless, jobless, character assassination and isolation in this low, deadly nigger town. I was the repeat target victim of this gangster government's gangsterization and undetectable extermination attempts to shut me up forever with my secret. secrets. Then, in December 14th to 17th, 1965, I attempted to escape this worse mongrel gangster communist country to return to the Slovenic Polish land of my forefathers. Instead, in a gangster staged parroting puppet deadly conspiracy, I was flown from Kennedy, New York Airport at night to a small distant St. Lawrence River estuary, snowbound small airport under the guise that I was in Warsaw, Poland. Immediately, many, many things proved this to me, including the two big white asbestos shingled hangars with the large Braniff Airways signs on their sidewalls, in addition to the many blurted statements I solicited from the many CIA deadly gangsters, the assassins of me, the many, many parroting puppets all around me. I demanded an immediate flight back to Kennedy, New York Airport. Instead, I was held captive all night, later in chains. I refused both, all food and requests I go to sleep. Then CIA police gangsters, pretending to be Polish police with no identification, beat me bloodily. Later, while my return trip 707 Boeing jet airliner was being serviced for my return trip, I quickly walked into the airplane and saw a CIA gangster with a small electric hairdryer-type blower pumping deadly poison nerve gas smoke into secret compartments under the ashtrays in the arms of the chairs where later I was ordered to sit in the airplane full of CIA underlings, passengers, my assassins, who giggled as they watched me dragged in chains by the airplane by the gangster CIA police gangsters. These deadly gangster CIA passengers, they pressed the frontal panel of the ashtrays in the seat arms to release the deadly poison nerve gas smoke. Indubitably, all of the others deadly CIA underling gangsters aboard this staged return flight, they all had taken the top secret poison nerve gas antidote pill, immuning them from the deadly poison nerve gas smoke. Deadly poison nerve gas smoke was sprayed at me from cigars, cigarettes, and even from ballpoint pens. Also from the wig of a woman sitting next to me. Even the Swiss cheese type ice cubes were evaporating into poison nerve gas smoke in all of the free drinks. I got up and went to the rear of the airplane by the rear exit door with a large push-up handle. My Frankenstein brain thoughts broadcasting radio disclosed my intentions. Immediately, the loudspeaker screamed that the flight was over and that our airplane was already preparing to land at Kennedy, New York Airport. You hangman rope sneak, gangster playboy scum on top know these facts are true, not only from taking part in such undetectable exterminations, but also you chicanerous, demented, felon, parroting puppet gangsters can watch my Frankenstein eyesight television playback of all these horrible, terrifying, deadly events. When I returned home, Joseph I. Deck, my only brother and deadly felon murderer and assassin spy agent against me for this gangster government, he beat me repeatedly, cursing me that I was not exterminated by all of the poison nerve gas smoke, and that I did the impossible in that I kept awake for 3 days and refused all food in order to prevent my sneak extermination. In accordance with the completely gangster computer god concocted and manipulated statutory laws, one of your gangster court's requisite duties is to automatically rehear my said appeal case, because it has been brought to your attention, you hangman rope gangsters, that my entire life was destroyed by you co-conspirators through the gangster government perjured and fabricated criminal conviction of me in order to fulfill the demands of your communist god, the worldwide mad deadly gangster computer god. You deadly parroting puppet felon gangsters already know that I have been and am an innocent primary victim and target for destruction and extermination, because I am a menace to your gangster computer god, and that I am worse than defenseless without the gangster protection and control of the gangster Frankenstein earphone radio. I stand alone against you demented, deadly gangster parroting puppets, namely this worst gangster communist computer god-controlled gangster government. Before I'm exterminated by you hangman rope underlings, I demand a reply. October 21st, 1976. Francis E. Deck, Esquire. Addendum. I personally filed my maximum conviction appeal brief in 1961 with the chief clerk of the U.S. Supreme Court, Washington, D.C. The chief clerk, he knew me. He sneeringly grabbed my thick, strong, homemade appeal brief, and then he attempted to rip it up in desperation. The chief clerk of the U.S. Supreme Court ripped off the cover of my appeal brief. Miraculously, I stopped him without a deadly scene to me. Then, filing my ripped appeal brief, the felon, another co-conspirator with the nine hangman rope gangster judges, the chief clerk, in cowardly fear, in staccato speech and gesticulation, he confessed to me, "Mr. Deck, everyone is in on this one against you, even the attorney general, namely Bobby Kennedy, younger than his very young brother Jack Kennedy, Kennedy then president, the Kennedy playboys. Little fact, Bobby was a felon, lowest, chicanerous, untouchable, parroting puppet gangster against worse than defenseless Mr. Francis E. Deck, Esquire. My quick questioning and the co-conspiring felon chief clerk explained and gave me a new and special notice form for only Mr. Francis E. Deck, Esquire, which had to be mailed to the opposition, the deadly gangster district attorney, in order to prevent the dismissal of my appeal case. Leaving quickly, I noticed in the room and hall several approaching uniformed and plainclothes beweaponed police. Later, Joseph I. Deck, my only brother, deadly villain murderer and secret assassin spy agent against me for this gangster government, cursed me, stating that I tricked the chief clerk of the U.S. Supreme Court and that I got out of that death trap fast. So brainwashed from birth by the computer god Threshold Brainwash Radio, parroting puppet gangster slave, if you believe in anything, forget kneeling to abide by the high holy law, long enough to say one word of pray for me, for your only hope for a future. Footnote, remember, it is gangster U.S. Supreme Court written high holy law. I'll give it to you to suck. Finish him.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Wayne and Jane Hancock. You know what, when I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best, and don't you ever forget it.
Colonel Jim. Just give me a little exclusivity. In Tip Georgia Fold, it's something special. In Tip Georgia Fold, it's special to me. A woman that a river runs through. She is famous throughout the land. Oh. People come and bathe in her. Yeah, you know I do. But lately it's getting right out of hand. In Tip Georgia Fold, is something special. Something special to me. To kiss Ethel is like drinking the stars, but to not kiss her can make you come unglued. If you want a piece of her, you better get in there fast. Right now, there's a ticket box and a queue. Let's do it! Tip Georgia Fold, it's something special. Yeah, Tip Georgia Fold, it's something special to me. Just take the chance. We should all love one another. It could be special. In the back of the taxi cab, ants in my pants. I can't sit still. I know they're gonna send me. I know they're gonna send me. Tip Georgia Fold. Boy, she's something special. Special to me.
Post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Boop. Anybody touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Settle down in my love. Big boy, and the Paul's. Big boy, and the Paul's. Big boy, and the Paul's. To introduce our first guest. Can I do that?
Why, sure. Why not? Sure. Why not?
Okay. He's a real fine singer, and he's on his way to stardom, and his